Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today, the Psychology Report. Important topic, the attachment of a young infant to the mother. We call that the bonding experience. And that's a very, very important element in the early developmental phase of the life of a child. And for children who don't establish and don't achieve that level of intimacy and bond with the mother, is at risk the rest of their life. So what I want to do is like to take a look at this and consider some of the factors about these children that do not bond. And we call them the reactive attachment disordered child, or better known as the reactive attachment disorder. And there's a lot of children that have that particular disorder. And unfortunately, it's a lifetime disorder. So who is the mom? Well, she's the nurturer. She's the one that provides the nurturing. We, in most cases, and it should be, the natural birth mother. But sometimes it's a different person. It's the one that gives the unconditional love to a child. Okay, that's the mom. And the attachment to the mom by the child is, of course, takes place in the first 36 months of life. That is, the first 3 years of life, okay? And there's an affectional tie during that time. It must form an affectional tie between two people, the mother and the child. And the bond between those two will last forever, or will be broken forever. So it's very important that the initial relationship between a child and the natural birth mother be formed and be solidified in those first 36 months of life, as that will serve as a blueprint for the child's future relationships, all their future relationships. So it's important that a young child attaches to the natural birth mother and has a solid relationship, because that will determine that child's ability to form relationships on into the future. Now, if that is not the case, if that doesn't develop, and we don't have a lasting relationship like that in the first 36 months, the child is most likely going to develop what we call an attachment disorder, a reactive attachment disorder. And that means that child's going to have lots of difficulty. Okay? And they will show the lack. Here's how it'll be identified. It will show the lack of genuine affection for other people. There'd be a lack of conscience. They will not be able to learn to trust others. And they'll not let other people be in control of them. They'll not let other people be in control of them. And that's, of course, what parenting is all about, is to take charge, to take control of a young child and raise that child properly. But a child that does not form an attachment will resist that and fight that. So that's some of the effects of a child that does not have a proper attachment with the nurturing birth mother. So that inability to love is going to be there. And the lack of a conscience is going to be there. Inability to enter into relationships. Those are tough effects for a child born into this world but not being attached to that mother. Okay, what are some of the ways in which a child does not attach to a mother? What are some of the hindrances? What are some of the things that get in the way of that attachment between a child and its mother? What are some of the things that will just prevent that attachment from taking place and developing and maturing and flourishing and thriving? Well, let's take a look at some of them. These are the things that are going to now interfere between that mother and that child, so there will not be an attachment in all likelihood. Abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse, all forms of abuse. If that child in the first 36 months of life is subjected to abuse, the attachment of that child to the mother is jeopardized. Number two, neglect. If that mother is too busy doing other things, that mother's working and too busy to take care of that child and does not relate to that child, there will be a lack of attachment. That child will suffer, as I've already indicated, that inability to really form close bonds with other people and letting an adult take charge of their life. Well, here's another one. Here's the third one. Sudden separation from the natural mother, or I'll refer to it as the primary care provider, caregiver. Sudden separation, that is, mother takes off. Parents divorce and mother's gone. Okay? There's fighting and there's conflict in the family, there's conflict in the home, there's conflict in the marriage. And the mother just abandons the child, takes off. There's an attachment issue. It will always be there. What about another one? Strong illness, major illness on the part of the mother, or the death of the mother. In other words, the mother is incapacitated and not even able to care for the child because of serious, prolonged, chronic illness or death. And maybe even the hospitalization of a child, which separates the child from the mother. That's an attachment difficulty as well. So whether the mother separates from the child or the child separates from the mother, either way, there's an attachment issue and that child will have a disorder of attachment. Here's another one. Chronic maternal depression. That is, chronic depression on the part of the mother. She's depressed, she's not taking care of the child, she's not talking to the child, she's not interacting with the child, she's not playing with the child, she's not laughing with the child, she's not talking to, tickling, patting, stroking, caring, lifting, hugging, loving, kissing, all those things will be absent because the mother's depressed. And a depressed mother does not attach to a child and prevents a child from attaching to her. So depression is a very, very strong issue that creates an attachment difficulty for a child. Or let's take another one. An undiagnosed illness on the part of a child or on the part of a mother. In other words, some kind of an illness that separates the mother from the child or the child from the mother, because there's a need for either prolonged hospitalization or there needs to be some kind of a cautious interaction with them. To prevent a virus or prevent bacteria being transformed or transmitted from one to another, or some reason that there has to be that separation, some reason there has to be that keeping apart from one another. That creates a lack of attachment and difficulty there. Here's another one, several moves. You know, the child has to move all around, and in those moves, the child loses a sense of home or loses a sense of stability, loses a sense of their own personal solidarity, you see. That will create an attachment difficulty. Or for the child that is without a parent and then moves from a foster home to a foster home, or a child that is abused and then taken from the parent and put into a foster home or into a temporary care home of some kind. That's separation. That will create a prolonged absence of the natural mother and of course a primary care provider, leading to a disorder of attachment. And of course, here's another one, unprepared mothers. Mothers who are parents or a parent, but is not prepared to be a parent. We have this in young children giving birth to children. It is some young high school kid giving birth to a child. She's not prepared to be a mother. She's not prepared to sacrifice her entire life for the sake of that child for 36 months. You see? That's the problem. So that child gets passed from the natural mother to a grandmother to an aunt, you know, to a babysitter, to a daycare provider, and on and on and on. That child gets passed around, but there's no bond with any one natural parent, mother. So it's a terrible kind of situation when young kids, young girls, give birth to children. They're not prepared, and they don't understand the necessity of now sacrificing the next 36 months of their life and giving that child primary care, dropping out of school, giving that child primary care, you know, being able to live independently and give that child primary care and attention and love. A lot of these high school girls getting pregnant and giving birth to their children are not prepared to do that. And the child will become a victim of that mother's absence and disregard and inability to parent. And there will be a disorder of attachment. So you see, there's a lot of factors that come to play as to why a child and a mother attach to each other and bond and have that strong bond and it lasts for the rest of their life. And there's reasons why a child does not bond with a mother and will never bond with a mother and will have difficulty bonding with others for the rest of their life, male and female. So this is a tough one. This is an important one, that we do everything we can as young parents, as young mothers, to remember that there's a 36-month window that the child needs to be the primary object of love and care and compassion and touching and loving and kissing and stroking and caring and talking to and being with. That bond is necessary, not just for a short time. That's 3 years of life that a mother has to really sacrifice her own desires and her own wishes because she became pregnant, she has a child, and now a responsibility to form the bond. So it's kind of like three steps. You get pregnant, you have the child, and then you have a 36-month period of time to bond with that child in a significant, close, in a genuine way so that child develops conscience. That child develops the ability to bond with other people, you know, to relate to other people. That child develops the ability to talk and to communicate and to trust other people and to just be affectionate with others and receive affection from others as well and not become paranoid and distrusting. So that's what it's all about. Young children at risk. So it's the necessity to form the attachment. Now, here's the question, obviously. How did you do when you were a young mother? First child, second child, third child. How did you do? And if you're into a situation now where you're pregnant or you are soon to become pregnant, are you prepared to devote 36 months to that child's welfare and development and thriving with a strong sense of bond and attachment? I hope so. Hope so. Anyway, this has been the Psychology Report, and we've been looking at the issue of bonding and attachment with children and infants. Now, tomorrow is Saturday morning, and I do my television program, Dr. Teach Me to Parent. It's on Central Valley Talk. CentralValleyTalk.com. So go to the internet, CentralValleyTalk.com, and then punch in Dr. Teach Me to Parent, 10 o'clock in the morning, Pacific Standard Time. And glad to have you be as a part of our audience, and we'll be developing this topic just a little bit further tomorrow as well. So pass it on if you know somebody who needs the topic or would benefit from hearing this particular topic because they're a new parent or they're about to become a new parent. And this is kind of a very strong educational issue, you know, for them. So thanks for joining me, and bye for now.